listening to the Positive Professional Podcast with your host, me, Tracy Yvonne. This podcast is a weekly conversation about all things mental health, self-care, and wellness. And there'll be sprinkles of positivity, mindfulness, and guided meditations. Welcome back to Season 6, Episode 5. I kicked off this Black History Month series last week with a discussion about drapetomania, which is a made-up mental illness that was used to justify the enslavement of Black people. Today, I'm going to discuss a critical issue affecting our communities, the disproportionate mental health diagnoses among African American boys. This topic is multifaceted, involving systemic biases, cultural misunderstandings, and genuine psychological distress. My discussion will explore common diagnoses, systemic challenges, and strategies to advocate for accurate assessments and culturally competent care. Research has shown that African American boys in the United States are disproportionately diagnosed with certain mental health disorders, notably oppositional defiant disorder and conduct disorder. This disparity is influenced by a combination of systemic biases, cultural misunderstandings, and again, genuine psychological distress. Oppositional defiant disorder, also known as ODD, is characterized by a persistent pattern of angry or irritable mood, argumentative or defiant behavior, and vindictiveness towards authority figures. Symptoms include frequent temper tantrums, active defiance, refusal to comply with requests or rules, deliberate annoyance of others, and spiteful or vindictive behavior. These behaviors must be present for at least 6 months and cause significant issues at home, school, or at work to meet diagnostic criteria. Research indicates that ODD is one of the most prevalent disorders from preschool age to adulthood, with a pooled prevalence of approximately 3.6% up to age 18. Studies have shown that African American boys are more likely to be diagnosed with ODD compared to their white counterparts. This overrepresentation may be attributed to cultural biases and misunderstandings of behavior by clinicians. For instance, behaviors perceived as oppositional in African American boys might be responses to environmental stressors or cultural expressions that are misunderstood by practitioners. Conduct disorder involves repetitive and persistent pattern of behavior that violates social norms and the rights of others. Symptoms include aggressive conduct causing physical harm to people or animals, destruction of property, deceitfulness or theft, and serious violation of rules. To be diagnosed, these behaviors must cause significant impairment in social, academic, or occupational functioning. Studies have found that African American children exhibit higher mean levels of conduct disorder symptoms compared to children of other racial or ethnic groups. This disparity may result from systemic biases and diagnostic practices, where African American boys' behavior are more likely to be labeled as conduct disorders rather than being understood in the broader societal and cultural context. These diagnoses often lead to significant consequences, including disciplinary actions in educational settings and increased interactions with the juvenile justice system. Several systemic issues contribute to the disproportionate diagnosis of these disorders among African American boys. The first is implicit bias in mental health care. Healthcare providers may unconsciously harbor biases leading to African American boys being labeled as aggressive or defiant rather than recognizing underlying mental health challenges. A study published in the American Journal of Public Health found that implicit biases among healthcare professionals can contribute to disparities in treatment and outcomes. And I'm going to share more in the next segment. I'm now going to talk about the lack of culturally responsive care. Many therapists do not consider racial stress and its impacts on Black boys' mental health. This oversight can result in misdiagnosis or inadequate treatment plans. The American Psychological Association highlights the importance of culturally competent care to address these disparities. School-to-prison pipeline. Behavioral diagnoses like ODD, NCD are often led to disciplinary actions that push Black boys out of school and into the juvenile justice system, instead of providing proper mental health interventions. The U.S. Department of Education has reported that African American students, particularly boys, face harsher disciplinary actions compared to their peers, contributing to this pipeline. As of June 2024, Rikers Island, one of the largest jail facilities in the United States, housed approximately 6,000 individuals. While specific data detailing the exact number of Black men currently incarcerated at Rikers is not readily available, historical data provides insight into the racial composition of its inmate population. In the fiscal year of 2012, the New York City Department of Correction reported that about 57% of the jail population was Black. Similarly, in 2013, it was noted that 50% of the inmates in the city jails were Black. Notably, more than half of this population has been diagnosed with a mental health condition, underscoring the facility's role as the city's largest provider of psychiatric services. This trend has been escalating over the past decade. In 2014, individuals with mental health diagnoses comprised of about 37% of Rikers' population. By 2023, this figure had risen to approximately 51%. Furthermore, around 20% of those incarcerated at Rikers have been diagnosed as having a serious mental illness, indicating conditions that significantly impair daily functioning. To address these challenges, several strategies can be employed. The first is to promote culturally competence among providers. Mental health providers should be encouraged to undergo trainings that enhance their understanding of cultural differences and the unique experiences of African American boys. This includes recognizing the impact of systemic racism and incorporating culturally relevant interventions. Next is to implement school-based mental health programs. Schools can serve as critical access points for mental health services. Implementing programs that provide support with educational environment can reduce the reliance on punitive measures and address issues before they escalate. Engage families and communities. Involving families and community members in the development and implementation of mental health intervention ensures that they are culturally relevant and supported. Community-based participatory research has shown success in creating effective mental health programs tailored to specific populations. Advocate for policy changes. Support policies that address systemic inequities in mental health diagnoses and treatment. This includes advocating for funding for culturally competent training programs and implementation of restorative justice practices in schools. Addressing the disproportionate mental health diagnoses among African American boys requires a multifaceted approach that includes recognizing systemic biases, promoting culturally competent care, and advocating for systemic change. By implementing these strategies, we can work towards a more equitable mental health care system that serves all children effectively.
Thanks for listening and supporting this podcast. And make sure you're clicking the like and subscribe button. You can also follow me on Twitter and Instagram. Stay safe, be well, and don't forget to be the best version of you.